a word on the sugya of Kilas HaDerech. Just to read the Gemara, because we'll go through the sugya a little bit. A few hours, and see what comes out. Amr Yaakov Amr Chizda, Kol Yitzil HaDerech, Tarech Lispal Kilas HaDerech. My Kilas HaDerech, Yotzim Bufanech Vashem Lekai, Shetelichinu Lashalem, Tatidinu Lashalem, Tatmechinu Lashalem, Tatilenu Lekav Kol Oyev, Oyev HaDerech, Tishach Bracha B'mayin Seyodem. ותדנני לכינו לחסד הרחמי בעיניך ובעיני כל רעי, ברוך אתה השם שמי התפילה. Continues the Gemara, אומר הבעיה, לא אילו משתף אין ישנף שבעד לציבורי. A person should be משתף himself with the ציבור. Don't just say it from Lashem Yochid. היך אינימו, יראתם מפניך השם לכינו, שתה לכינו לשלם לכל. פשט את הבעיה זה דין, אבל לא אילו משתף אין ישנף שבעד לציבורי, זה דין, it was said with regard to תפילת הדרך. Don't say it all, שתה לכיני, תסמכיני, Rayai v'chulu. Rather, everything should be said v'loshin rabbi. The shava is the first shava is what's pshat in Abaya. Abaya says lo ilam b'shata finish nafshei badi tiburu. He shouldn't say tefil tadera v'loshin yochi. He should say rather v'loshin rabbi. What's pshat in Rashi? Rashi says, "Lishatef nafshei al yispal tefila k'tar v'lashin yochid." The Achronim are all medayik in Rashi. Rashi says, "Al yispal tefila k'tar." Remember the pashas of the Gemara is going and it's going to tefila k'tar, and it's really come out mafurish in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Heichi neimi yirotem ofanecha Hashem lekinu shetelichenu." Shetelichenu l'shalayim is the beginning of the tefila k'tar. It's the chera not tefila k'tar. Ebozei that's the chera the first tara. Where did Rashi mandachar shmei like the Achronim? Where did Rashi get it from? That lishtatef nashe abayis din or lishtatef nashe vadi tiburu the din of tefila k'tara, which was the first din of the Gemara of Chassidim and Beis. Chor Pashas is going on the second din of tefila k'tarah that was just said right before. First tara. The Gemara continues. Amos Masli. When taka does he say this tefila? Amr Rav Yaakov Amr Rav Chizda mishosh mahalach baderech. Once he starts on the right. Chared is the second aura. If you see that those that call the Taz, they haven't seen it yet, we'll see by the Shem this week. The Taz says that the bracha of Tefilas HaDerech can be said even before you left your house. It can be said while you're in your house. As long as you know you're going, that's enough. Chared, the Gemara has come out before Shnat that way. The Gemara says, Amar Chiz Mishosha Mahalach Baderech. From the time that he is Mahalach Baderech. Not when he's going. Not when he's planning on going. Rather when he is Mahalach Baderech. That is what Tefilas HaDerech is. The Gemara continues, Ad kama, until when can you make the bracha? Amr Rav Yaakov Amr Rav Chizda Ad parsa. You can say Tefilas HaDerech Ad parsa. Rashi says, Avoloi l'achar shalach parsa. But he came after a parsa already, he can't say Tefilas HaDerech. And if you look at the Shilta Gibur, he brings out this pshat, and he says, Tu loy mati l'omro. L'achar shalach parsa, Tu loy mati l'omro. It's not just that it didn't l'chatchilo that you can't say it after parsa. He says, L'hedya, mefurish, that it's also to say it after parsa. The Shabbat Farah. The Chari is still mastered by Derech, he's still on the way, he still needs to go to Derech. Why should he not be able to say it? Pnei Shua is the Kasher, he wants to tell you that Rashi holds that you don't have Pnei Shua and Nachas Dovin. He's telling that once you're mastered by Derech, you really don't have Kavan anymore. Once you're ready to part things, you're ready to mastered by Derech, so it's hard to be Mechavan. Since it's hard to be Mechavan, maybe you shouldn't say it. But he brings down that one of the other Rishonim holds that the Nachas David, that's the whole Chesed of Tefilas HaDerech. They're saying it while you're on the Derech. It was a Shlichus Shver, and what does Rashi hold that? You can't say it then. The Chari is very good, he's Masik Baderech already. But the whole Chesed of the Tefilah is the Tefilah which is said when he's off in Veg, when he's on the Derech. Why over here does Rashi say that you can only say it out of Parasol? That's the third Aura. And the Chari, the fourth Aura is not Mefurish in the Gemara, but you'll see when you get to the Achrenim. It's really a Kolbei already. The Kolbei holds that if a person's going be Masik Baderech, he's going for a week, he's traveling, it's going to take him a week. He says every morning you say Tefilas HaDerech. Even though it's one trip. Zakti Pri Chodesh, Vani Eini Yom Kain. No, that's not the halacha. The halacha is you say once at the beginning of the trip, and then you're good to go. You're traveling for a week, for 2 weeks, doesn't make a difference. You say it once at the beginning of the week, once at the beginning of the trip, and then you're fine. Hashem is supposed to get them off like it. Then we have four shalas in the sugya of Tefilas HaDerech. Where did Rashi get that when Abaye said the Shlatef Inyash Nafshei Bahadi Tziburo, where did Rashi get that we're talking about Tefilas HaDerech? Pashas, we're talking about Tefilas HaDerech. The second shaila is, and that's the word in the first in the Gemara, Yeratom Fanech Hashem Leikinu Shetei Leikinu Leshalem. The second shaila is, what shot in the Taz that says you can say Tvil Saderech even before you left your house, according to the first in the Gemara, then you can only say Mishashim Mahalach Baderech. The third shaila is, that you can only say that Parsa, and Hashem learns that Parsa, after a Parsa you can't say it anymore. Why can't you say it after a Parsa? L'chara, the guy is Masik Baderech, he's on the road, he's going to be traveling for another few days, why can't he say Tvil Saderech? And the fourth shal is, investigate the machlekes of the Pri Chodesh and other achrayim, really in the Kolboy already, that's whether or not you're supposed to say Tvil Saderech every single day, or you say just once at the beginning of the trip, and then you're good to go. L'chara, ha'oyle mikol anal, and there's so mixed us already, the achrayim already, the Yinayim the Mishpah, the Moshe Hirschlein, the Zahar, the Yitzvah, they say, when you get to one or two Nekudas, they said this, l'chara, you can take it a little bit lighter. That it's totally in how you understand the gather of Tvil Saderech. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the Gemara says before him, "Kshata yitzul aderech, omale eliyol rev Yehuda achva nerev Tzala chasidu." Lots of eliyol, eliyol anovim. "Kshata yitzul aderech, himolech bekein chavetzei." Himolech bekein chavetzei, that's Rashi, what does it mean? Himolech, tol rishut. Get rishut from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then go on to derech. So Tzachar asks, what's the pshat? How can you get rishut from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How are you supposed to know if that's wrong with the yes or no? So he says a pshat, he says the shloss is the same pshat. He says it depends if shagur is filas and b'fiv or not. If it's shagur is filas and b'fiv, so then you know that you should go. If it's not shagur is filas and b'fiv, then you don't go. Oh, l'chor, that's the pashtus. The pashtus is like the thing, like the ritual, that every b'rach tanyan is in a filas rishut. You don't know if a kadosh baruch when he said brei priag often, you don't know if a kadosh baruch said yes or no. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is that it belongs to a kadosh baruch. Before you take it, you have to ask rishut. The way the Netilas Rishus is the bracha. Memela also over here, the Netilas Rishus of going on the derech. What's the Netilas Rishus? It's saying the bracha. Mamash Azimi, the birch zanin of the ritual. Eba Zeh, if that's the case, the Rashi holds that it's the Netilas Rishus. Netilas Rishus, you can only do at the beginning of the Netziah. Whenever you're going in the derech, you can only do Netilas Rishus from before. Once you're ready in the middle, then it doesn't pass the Netilas Rishus. It's not Mefurish in the Meiri. The Lashon of the Meiri is, Yesh Mefarshim Shim Loi Birich B'Yisiyosoi Mevarcha Ad Parsa. Misham Ve'elech, Misham Ve'elech Ein Mevarcho, because Ve'ein Zeh Nimlach B'Koinoi Ve'ein Oimu. Ve'ein Zeh Nimlach B'Koinoi. That's not Nimlach B'Koinoi anymore. Once you're off of Ve, once you already went after a Parsa, you traveled more than a Parsa, that's not Nimlach B'Koinoi anymore. That's not a Tzil Shishut. You're already on the way. What are you going to do? Now you're going to go back. What are you going to do? The Tzil Rishus means before you do it. Like every Birch Zanin has to be before you do it. 100%. It's not the exact gather of a Birch Zanin and Birch Zanin, because every single time it's also to be Nenin, which happens, there's always the Asa Lahanas and Allah's Abbey Prophet. So maybe you need that Nikudah beforehand. But once you're ready on the way, what are you supposed to do? By the Birch Zanin, to stop eating until you eat. So stop. You're ready on the way. Doesn't pass. You're ready. There's nothing to do. Either you're going home or you're going back. But you're ready on the way. There's going to be Nisiyah either way. There's always going to be a Nisiyah. The Nikuda is Nisil Shishus. You miss the Nisil Shishus. Ein Zen Nimlach B'Koyne, he says. You miss it. Ein Zen Nimlach B'Koyne. L'chor L'fik. Memele Rashi holds that it can only be done at the beginning. Ad Parsa. After Parsa, you can't do it anymore. L'chor the Taz also that says that you can say even when you're in your house. The Taz understands that even though it says Mishashim Ha'alach Baderech, nevertheless you could say it even when you're in your house. Why? He's going Kinyur Aderech Rashi. Rashi holds that the whole Nekuda is Netil Shishus. If that's the Nekuda, then if you could say it already Mishashim Ha'alach Baderech, then you could say Kol Shekein that you say it in your house. For sure you can say it in your house. If it allows you to say it once you already started on the way, Kol Shekein that your Netil Shishus could be said even when you're in your house. Because the Netil Shishus is before you go. What's that? Misho Shema Halek Baderech means Misho. So he says, if you see the Taz inside, he says that it has to be that your Vada is going Aladerech. So he understands that into the words really of Misho Shema Halek Baderech means when you decide to go Aladerech. Aye, that's not the Pashtus. But the Baruch, the whole Nekuda is in the Tzil Shishut. So Marila, Pashtus, they should be able to do it before. The same meaning, like the Ritva says, that Netil Shishus every time that you take a bite of food. There's a machlokes between Rashi and the What's the Pshat and Birch Zanin. If Netil Shishus, is it a Hidro? that you not a din of also mehenui. It's not a din of also mehenui. It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu's world. L'Hashem Ha'aretzim Aloi. Remember, you want to go in our world, you want to use, you want to travel, you want to... The field rishus means to ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You're not going to get an answer. It's more of a tefillah. It's a tefillah b'derech nefilas rishus. However, the other Rishonim, can you hear, they hold that the tefillah is only a tefillah b'kashas rachamim. The tefillah is b'kashas rachamim. A person is traveling, it's a makom sakana, mainly he needs rachamim. If he needs rachamim, he davens the Kaddish Baruch Hu, please the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shetei lechem l'shalayim, b'tzatidin l'shalayim. It's not an nefilas rishus. Not as Dilsh Rishus. And the thing is, the Mela, you can say it, as long as you're on the way. The whole time that the guy is traveling, he needs the Bakasha Tarachamim. He needs to be safe. Kenzan, that's not considered a derech. If a guy walks from one bedroom to the next bedroom, also, Lachari should have to. He's walking in the veld. But that's not something that Kaddish Baruch Hu said. That's not something we don't reckon that to be the theory that not every single Hano that we have, Toyim in Torech Nevorech, it's not every single Hano. It's not a. It has to be something which is a choshev zacha, a choshev alichum. Eim al day, that's the seer. Rashi understood that it's a din of netilas rishus. Rashi was mukhruf to say that pshat in ma'ilum mishtafet nafshim al yitiburo, to say in the lashon of Rabin, was going not on tefillas haderech, rather on tefillas haderech. Because tefillas haderech is in netilas rishus. Has the path that I should ask rishus for you. Every person has to ask rishus for themselves. Assuming that I don't make a bracha for you, unless I'm being ma'it to you. I don't make a bracha and then I'm ma'it to everybody. Netilas Rishus is a nekuda for you in and of itself. You, in and of yourself, you have to have a Netilas Rishus. Each person that does it has to have their own Netilas Rishus. The main is Mokhdeh says, it's in Tfilah Ketorah. Tfilah Ketorah, that's what Gemara said earlier, is Hamahalach B'mokhdeh Dudei Chayav Alitzim Etfah Mesfah Tfilah Ketorah. It says, Asay Ritzim from Hashemayim, whatever the Lashem is, Chol Parshat Yibur, whatever, Makhoik Tzah Merim, the Tanoyim HaMerim. Ah, so what does it say at the end of the day? Hei Chinim, Yerotam Fanecha Hashem Lekinu Shetim Lekinu Lashalim. You know you have to say Rashi didn't have the girsa. If you look at the riff is not girsa. If you look at the rosh is not girsa. If it's mir, more of a version of mir. Mir brings down the lashon of the Gemara. He says, "Loyim l'mishtata finish nafshi v'adi tiburu." And he says, "What should you say?" Look at the lashon of the mir. V'avo pisha amru v'lashon yachid roy roy sheyema ani v'chol amcha beis Yisrael. He doesn't even say that you're saying it in the lashon of Rabin. Before he said he didn't have the lashon of the girsa in the Gemara, even though you're saying it in the lashon of yachid. Nevertheless, you should say, "Ani v'cholam chavis Yisrael." Be mishtatav yourself with Gan Klal Yisrael. In Bazei, we see already the Gedolei Rishonim Lachar, the Rif, the Rosh, the Miri, they didn't have the Girsa. He knew it was Rashi didn't have the Girsa either. And he was mukhbir to say that if it means mishtatav la Hashem v'adi tibur, it's going on Tfilas Haderech, it's going on Tfilas Ketorah. It's davzen, it's going on Tfilas Ketorah. Well, if you did, you could say also that that's the machlekes between the Pricholosh and the other Achrayim. The Prichadosh understands that Alder Achashi. And if you look there, it's Tumam Afurish that he says afterwards. The Prichadosh understood Alder Achashi that the whole Indian of Tfilas Haderech is Begeder Netilas Rishus. If it's Begeder Netilas Rishus, once you were Netil Rishus before you went Al Haderech, so what's the Indian to make a new bracha every single day? You ready? The Indian is Netilas Rishus. Before you go, you have Netilas Rishus. Very good that I stopped overnight. But I'm still on the same Derech. I had Netilas Rishus. I'm good to go. Mashengi, another Achrayim. They understand, the Kolboy, the other Achrayim, they understand that the din is the din of Kaddish Baruch Hu, you need Shmir. You need Shmir every single day. It's a new Shmir every single day. Every single time you're traveling, it's a new Shmir. Another Makom Sakana. We need a new Shmir. If you look at the Prichadosh inside, he says, after he says, Vani, Eini Yomer came, he says, he brings down Lashon of Rashi, the Rashi Mashma, the Kimet Shaholat Parto, Mifter Mikol V'chol. According to Rashi, once you went to Parasa, Mifter Mikol V'chol, meaning that no matter what your trip is, whether your trip is one day, whether your trip is a half a day, whether your trip is a week, once you went to Parasa, Mifter Mikol V'chol, because the Nekuda is Netilas Rishus at the beginning. Once you have Netilas Rishus at the beginning, the mainly you're good to go. But for this, actually, you can be moist if also the death chat of the Machlekes the Rishonim, in why Tfilas Haderech doesn't start with a bracha. The Machlekes Rishonim, the Torah brings down Mishem the Reed. That the Ri holds that the reason why Tfilas Haderech doesn't start with the bracha is because he says the whole tefillah is just bakasha rachamim. He says it's not like Berachas Tanenim. It's bakasha rachamim. Since it's a bakasha rachamim, Mela, it's more of a tefillah that is bracha. We're mandated as a tefillah, not so much as a bracha. The tefillah, bakasha rachamim, it doesn't have to start with the bracha. However, if you look at the Rebbeinu Yehuda, Rebbeinu Yehuda says at the beginning of the Masechta, he says the reason why Tfilas Haderech is not same with Does it not play Teich Bavara? Matinu Betalmud Aleph Omen Aleph Bedach Erev Matinu Betalmud Betil Sadera Sheinu Paitach Bavara Fakoytin Bo Shemei Atfino Bifnei Dekivam Dibe Shemeine Esri Bochot Bircha Shemei Atfino Smukh Lechavato Imach Shemei Smukh Lechavato Lecha Shemei Lechavato. Since Be'etzem the bracha of Shemei Atfilo, which is how we end off Tfilos Haderech, is Smukh Lechavato, when we say the Shemei Esrei, familiar like any other bracha, that generally Smukh Lechavato, even if you say it in an oifen that it's not Smukh Lechavato, still we're not going to be Paseach Lebor. Since it's generally Smukh Lechavato, L'kai Neshama, we try to make a Smukh Lechavato of, depending on which verse says the Smukh Lechavato of Hamapu. Sometimes say it's a Smukh Lechavato of Asher Yomta. So even if you're going to say it in an oifen that it's not Smukh Lechavato, nevertheless, you're going to say it without a psicho. So too over here, the bracha of Shemei Atzvila is Be'etzem Smukh Lechavato in Shemei Esrei. Now you're saying it as a Heka Timsa, that it's not Smukh Lechavato, we're not going to be Mechadosh HaBracha. That's in part of Rabbeinu Yerina, it's Bechor HaChidosh Niflo, to say that this is the bracha which is Smukh Lechavato. Out of this bracha and the bracha of Shemei Esrei, both end off Shemei Atzvila. Not the same bracha with all. Because we say, one is the Gantz Shnikol Teresh, Shmak Aleinu Chutz Rechem Aleinu. One is the Yerutam HaNefesh Lelechein Ushlein Yisatadim HaShalom. We end off bracha of Shemei Atzvila. Kinira that he moved, since at the end of the day, the lashon of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemei Atzvila, is the same bracha over here and over there. Remember, since Benegev Teshmak Elenu, it's Mukhal HaVatah, we'll say Benegev Teshmak Elenu, there are also since it is Mukhal HaVatah. Chor HaChidosh Nechma. Chor HaDerech Rabbeinu Yerina went off the Maram in Rutenberg, that the Torah brings down. It says that the Maram in Rutenberg used to be Matmech Tzvila Saderech to a bracha. It says when he was Herlech Baderech, the Shalef, he did it before he was Herlech Baderech, Pashas Achrenim learned, now like Tzav. Rather, when he was already Herlech Baderech, he had to leave early in the morning, so he was davening off in bed, then he would be masmechit to the bracha, so Gamel Chasadim Tevim Amoyi, so, or to a different bracha, he was masmechit the bracha, Tzvila Saderech, to that bracha. He also held Be'etzem that it's a bracha, Smukh Lechavato, and if you have the Chayrus to be masmechit to something else, you should be. But Kinnuri held the Rabbeinu Yerina, not like the Re that holds that it's not like a Birchas Hanin, that Balkan is Rachman. Rather, it's a Bachman, it's Smukh Lechavatam, it shouldn't be the same with Baruch. The Chor Lefi, the Machlagis that we said before, is very Muzbar, what's his Machlagis? The other Achayinim all hold that the Din is Balkash HaTrachamim, like the Lashon of the Re in the Tur. Al Balkash HaTrachamim is not a regular Bachman, it's more of a Tfilah. Maybe it doesn't have to be Pesach Bavarach. It's not that Be'etmin is Pesach Bavarach, it doesn't have to be Pesach Bavarach. Balkash HaTrachamim. Maybe it doesn't have to be Pesach Bavarach. Mashenkin Rashi holds that it's like we said over here before him, like the Ritzvah by Birch Zanen, and that's the Tzilus Rishus. The Tzilus Rishus, Rashi got to learn Birch Zanen not that way. He learns the Din of Vaidot. But we see already that when he gets in the Tzilus Rishus, Birch Zanen, and the way the Ritzvah understood it, was in the Tzilus Rishus. And every Birch Zanen starts off like a regular bracha, so we see that in the Tzilus Rishus needs a regular bracha. The Mirah Tzilus Haderech is going to be the same thing. Tzilus Haderech also. According to the Shitas Rashi, that it's the Din of the Tzilus Rishus, it should start off with a bracha too. Why doesn't it start off with a bracha? He holds the Rabbeinu Yerina. The Rabbeinu Yerina, that's when it should start off with a bracha. Rather, since it's a bracha, it's Smukh Lechavato. Since the bracha is Smukh Lechavato, therefore it doesn't have to be Paseach Lebarach. And, because B'derach Klal, it is Smukh Lechavato Shemini Esrei, in the middle over here, it would not have to be Paseach Lebarach.
Why can't you be made to come to the tefillah?
Tefillah for you could be. Why not? That's Bikarom, the Nekudas HaSugya of Tefillah Haderech, and I don't think we got the halacha yet, so I think we're going to have to leave the halacha. Be'ez Hashem for next week. I would like to...